Tonight's show for Live My Stereo with Greg from Young Black and Bothered and myself, Sheen from She Gets It Podcast. What's up, guys? Slowly but surely, people will be rolling in. Again, this is Live My Stereo. This is an actual podcast. So if you would like to, you know, drop a line, share something, you could do it. It's going to be recorded. And tonight's topic is, can I borrow some of your privates? Because I just feel like that's a legit question to ask, but only the bold will be able to ask that. Everybody else is going to give the assumption that they want to, you know, feed your face food. They want to see you in a park. They want to spend some time doing miniature golf. They're going to give you the illusion that they want to meet your family members and your other friends and hang out, when really all they want is a piece of your privates, okay? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Greg, why was your day so long before we get, you know, into this?
Without saying too much, basically, we celebrated my daughter's first birthday. Mm-hmm. Nobody tells you how exhausting fucking birthdays are. Well, so that's what was my. Yeah, both the wife and I were paranoid that we couldn't put on a birthday party for a kid. So yeah. That was already a pain in the ass. I went and I made the mistake of going to Costco and spending way too much money on shit that was not necessary. I went and I catered the Costco, the chicken rollers. So anybody who knows how much those are $32.99, right? So we roughly had a guest list of like 20 to 25 people. I'll get there in a second too, because, you know, I'm going to shit on a couple of people. Ooh. In a second. But basically, what happened with that was $32.99 a piece. I ordered three platters. Three platters was the equivalent of about 72. And the reason why I figured that is I figured if it says 12 to 24, people would want to have, you know, it was just like one a piece or two a piece. Not thinking that at the end of the party, we had only gotten through one tray and I left with two trays. So I gave my brother, Darren, I gave him an entire tray, which had probably 24 to 26 of them on there. And then I took a tray home with five from the first tray that we had in the party. So I will be eating chicken rollers for the next week and a half. there's that. We did good on juices and things like that. We didn't go overboard with the juice. My wife was right about that. So, you know, I was trying to get her to buy more juice, buy more soda, and we didn't need it. So luckily she didn't listen to me there. The party itself was good. Kids were there. Family was there. Friends were there. It was pretty good. I really, really enjoyed myself. The baby enjoyed herself. The family enjoyed themselves. Would you say you started breaking up?
Did she know that it was her birthday? Did she know what was going on?
She didn't care. Not only does she not care with 1 year old birthdays, everybody who tells you that it doesn't matter, one, they're right, and two, when it comes to that in general, being birthdays, a lot of people they think birthdays for 1 year olds like they just are a come and go type of thing, and they're really not. And this is where I start saying some shit that might be offensive to some people. When you say or RSVP to an event, 9 out of 10 you're supposed to attend events that you RSVP for. And the reason for this is because if you don't, or if you don't explain why you don't show up, the next time when it's your turn to have shit, people don't show up. Right. And the reason for that is because if you are being completely negligent in your efforts to actually show up to an event that you RSVP for, guess what? People tend to not show up to your shit. So I've had a couple friends, I had some family members even RSVP, said nothing, and either didn't show up or didn't even say, hey, we're just not showing up. So now that I know this, I know for a fact going forward, now that the first birthday is out of the way, and I know when kids turn 2 years old, you start inviting like neighbors and, you know, their kid friends from daycare and stuff like that, because you eliminate the family aspect of it. So when I hear people talk about their families and their friends and things like that, that they no longer really fuck with because of the fact that of the mismanaged treatment of going to events. So there's a list that I've made, and I'm checking it twice, for people who have birthdays coming up, housewarmings coming up, weddings coming up, events coming up, and I'm looking at them like, yo, you can't miss your goddaughter, your granddaughter, your niece, your like shit like that. And I'm naming these specific titles because these people know who they are. What you don't do is really like fuck with me. I'm a very likable person. I'm a very honest and blunt person, but I don't take any shit. So, you know, outside of my father, because, you know, like, full transparency, he called me because, like, he's going through some, like, some health shit. So he had, like, half of his leg, like, amputated a couple of months ago. So I knew for a fact he would not be there. So I told him I would personally bring the baby to him. Like, there's a mutual understanding there. So that was fine. But, you know, there are certain other family members who could have made it, and they just not only didn't show up. I get on the gram that is instant, right? Get on there, and niggas is at parties. I'm looking. I'm like, yo, nigga, didn't you RSVP for this event? And 2 days ago, you were asking me gift sizes and, you know, what is the sizes for this and this and this and this. And then you're not at the party. Not only are you not at the party, it makes it look even worse because it's like, yo, like, you're like an uncle. What are we doing here? But then what kind of like it set me off at the fact that like the built-in excuse that we, you know, went with was the fact that said family member, said friend or whatever, they had mentioned that one of their family members came in close contact with COVID. And they actually ended up having COVID and catching it recently. So I'm like, all right, you know, maybe they won't attend as a result of the, you know, their family member catching COVID. But if you can't attend because your family caught COVID or whatever, that would more likely mean you wouldn't be just going out and doing reckless shit on purpose. So to find out that you didn't make the birthday, but you made it to go to a day party, knowing that you had a family member that catches COVID, I'm just sitting there looking like, oh, okay, well, now I know. So if you do catch it because of karma, I'm just going to sit there and say, you know what? Like,
I'm there with karma for it.
Well, no, it's certain things which, like, you don't play with stuff like that in the news and stuff like that. Whenever you hear somebody say, oh, COVID's not real, or this ain't real, or this, that, and third, whatever. Mm-hmm. When you hear that shit comes around that they end up catching it, come in contact with it, or have contact tracing. And then you're sitting there like, yo, but you knew the consequences, and you just completely jumped into the consequence pool. But, you know, I don't want to wish any ill will. I just say what I'm about to say now. Going forward, I know that events that I invite people to, I can count on inviting people to less of them going forward. COVID kind of taught me I like to stay in the house already. And I already just, I have a people problem where I don't really like being around people. Mm-hmm. But I invite people because it's like, okay, I showed up to your events and things like that because I love y'all. I care about you. And I want to make sure that I'm there, my wife is there, and the kid is there to make sure that your event is not absent of us. Like, we've known each other for far too long for us to just not show up to each other's things. So, granted, I had a friend drive an hour and a half, and he and I hadn't spoken. We've spoken, but, like, we haven't, like, been really, really close in years. So for him to drive an hour and a half to come to the party, gifts and all, I was like, you know what? I appreciate that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm with that shit. I'm cool with that, and there's nothing I can ever say about him. But the friend who literally RSVP not only did not show up, gets on social media and decides to post that shit. It actually fucked with me a little bit because I was like, yo, like, am I tripping? Am I bugging?
Like, but that's what happens. Like, when you have a kid, I never tell people who have their first kid to do, like, don't do this for their first birthday, because their first birthday is like a feeling of, I want to make sure my child feels how much I love them and how that we all made it a first year. You know, the mom made it a first year, dad made it a first year, baby made it a first year, and everybody's happy and healthy. So it ain't it ain't no price tag. It's like, what was needed, I'm going to get it, right? But the reality is, every parent needs to feel what it feels like after the first birthday to know what not to do next time, because now you know you can pull back. And any child that comes after the first kid, automatically you do less because you have common sense. The first kid is a lot more because you're learning as you're going. So I really I didn't want to tell you, okay, Greg, don't do this. Don't go overboard with this. I wanted you to get your lesson now, right? And so that's cool. So the second birthday, you ain't really got to do a lot. And you're going to know who to invite and who not to invite. The next really special birthday is going to be either the fourth birthday or fifth birthday, depending on how well it tell you what she likes.
Yeah. Well, this is what's so funny about it. Like, as soon as we got back, the wife right now is asleep. She's been asleep since roughly, I'd say, like 7. And the reason for that is because, like, we've had a long day. She woke up at 6:30 just because she was anticipating, like, this wedding. Not wedding shit, but, like, the birthday shit. Me, I got up at 8:30 because I was like, you know what? Like, all the shit is ready. All we have to do is just show up. I just had to go to Costco, get the food, blah, blah, blah. But me, I overthink as usual. But what happened for me was that event. You know, the family members who, I get it, people have other things to do. But the issue is, for me, people expect me, Greg, wife and family, to show up to their events. And when we show up to their events, it's like, oh, great, Greg is here. Like, you know, they show up and we continuously get invites. Now, after today, I don't care about invites. I'm like, you know what? I'm just not showing up to shit. And I'm not even going to give a reason. I'm like, yo, like, nah. Like, I'm okay not telling you why I'm showing up or why I'm not showing up. Because at this point, I don't. It's not that I don't want to be there. And it's not that I don't want to be petty. But it's like, I'm going to be on the same type of time and energy that you prevented, you know, that you provided as well. If you can't say, and this is for anybody who is listening, you know, that is, a, you know, somebody on stereo, on a podcast, something like that. If you dedicate your time to, you know, something like a party or an event, and you invite people that, you know, you show up to their shit and you do things for them, and then they don't show up, I don't want to say it hurts, but it's more so it's like, oh, you could have at least let me know. And outside of letting me know, even if you don't let me know, the one thing you don't want to do is the same fucking day that you were supposed to be somewhere or saying that you're going to be somewhere, you're somewhere else. And then you post it. Shit like that, it can end a friendship. It can end a family membership. It can honestly...
People,
I've already told you before, I'm like, yo, I trust friends more than family, mainly because of the fact that they know me a little bit better. I have two brothers, one currently away, and the other one, like, I feel like he feels a little bit of guilt at the fact that, like, he... As my, he's like my brother through marriage, but he's still my full brother. He's known me my entire life, the same thing here. So with him, it's a little bit weird because, like, his kids are not grown, but they're, like, you know, in their preteen years and stuff like that. And in that time frame, I was in the midst of a relationship. I kept my distance. So now it's like, it's payback for him where it's like, all right, well, I'm going to keep my distance over here. You do your thing over there. And I'm fine with that. So I kind of like leave that where it is, but I'm talking about people who actually RSVP to weddings and events and birthdays and stuff like that, that it kind of set me off to the point where it's like, I'm looking at social media and I'm seeing you out and partying and having fun. I'm like, yo, is this nigga bogus at this point? Like, I'm looking left and I'm looking right. Then I look at the phone and a part of me is like, I should just like this shit. And I was like, you know what? Why be petty? Just don't invite people to shit going forward. And that was what somebody else told me at the event. They're like, yo, like, there's nothing I can do about that. Now, I could invoice the person for their portion of the food that they caught, you know, they could have possibly eaten, but that's petty. And then again, I told you I am king petty of certain shit. So I said, you know what? I'll let it slide. I'll let it be. But going forward, just know for anybody who is listening, if you invite somebody to your shit, and they don't show up to your shit, no longer invite them to your shit. And don't go to their shit either. Just be like, nah, can't make it. If it's a wedding, nah, can't make it. Birthday, nah, can't make it. And the reason why is you are owed that right. That's just my, you know, logical explanation for that.
Okay. So for me, because it's going to be an example for tomorrow. So I'm not going to say I've been having like a shitty day. I haven't been having a shitty day. It's just a extended day. Meaning like I spend my day going back to the stores I went to yesterday with my nephew because now he realized he doesn't need uniforms.
Oh.
So I have to return all the shit that we went to store yesterday to buy. With that, I had to go home, drop it off, get stuff, drop off stuff, do laundry in a house that's 92 degrees because the AC is still out. They won't fix it till Monday. And then drop off like stuff to go in the fridge, not be able to use the stuff that's in my fridge because I'm at my friend's house. And, you know, just be in other spaces and not have certain things and need certain things and a lot of driving. It was just a lot of driving today. But I got a text last night at 9 o'clock, and the text said, in order for any children to attend the after school or day camp, your child needs to be vaccinated, not vaccinated. Your child needs to be COVID tested and with the results on Monday. Bitch, it's Friday at 9 p.m. Saturday, booked. Sunday, I got them two appointments. They don't do together. So I got to take Anya early in the morning to Walgreens at 11:45. That's her appointment. Then I got to take Ari later in the day at like a 2 something. So her dad could like spend some time with her on Sunday because he doesn't live close to her school. I do. So he's like, oh man, he's like, I don't want to see them stick that stuff up her nose. So I'm just like, okay, so I'm about to just be in here holding kids down for the torture. So that's my day tomorrow. I'm just really irritated that that's what they want to do last minute. I understand that they do want to know that whatever kids is coming in is preventative and we know they don't have COVID. That's cool. But if you're not going to do that every day, what's the point?
No. I'm going to say something that's going to sound really fucked up. Shut the whole shit down. I know parents are like, and this is going to come off as really disrespectful, and I mean it this way. Parents and adults, y'all done had y'all fucking fun. y'all had all fucking summer to wild out and do whatever the fuck y'all wanted to do. It's time for y'all to act like fucking parents. If I have to, y'all have to as well. And the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of people who, you know, they've been trying to give up their parenthood for the sake of actually just having fun, acting like they forgot that they had kids. A lot of people that I know, and I see them constantly on social media. They'd be like, and you know, I don't want to use social media as like a metric, but it's prevalent. So, you know, I see people be like, yo, man, like I got to get my kid back in school, man. They driving me fucking nuts. I'm like, are they? And then, you know, half the answers are yeah. Like, yeah, they going crazy. I'm like, well, do you just not want to like really fucking be around your kid all day? Because trust me, I don't want to be around my kid all day. Like, I have work to do, just like they have schoolwork and stuff to do. Yes. But at some point, like, we know for a fact that they have to shut shit down. If you've had a year to figure out the education and how to, like, you know, not reel your kids in, but, like, understand your kids and, like, their needs and stuff like that in order for you to work because, you know, there's no daycare or something like that, like, now's your time to figure that shit out. Because when the world, I want to say the world, like, when we go back on lockdown, whatever the case might be, it's probably more beneficial for that than the alternative of you having to literally, like, you know, stand on your tiptoes every day when your kid comes home because it feels like you're about to walk on hot coals because you don't know what the fuck your kid's bringing home every single fucking day. I'd much rather know that my kid's been in the house completely fucking safe and not around these, like, these, I won't say these weird ass kids. I don't want to be, like, completely disrespectful, but you don't know what half of these parents are doing. Clearly, the world is telling us that.
I did it, Greg, because I went into multiple stores today and people are in their mouths wide open, no mask. Parents got masks, kids don't got no masks. kids there with other people in the store that also ain't got no masks, but they don't care. They not reeling them in. And this is my thing. If they were offering virtual school for her to start, then cool. But this is how much it's easy to be manipulated. When you have different counties and you have different politicians saying, yes, they must wear their masks. Then you have this old politician over saying, no, they shouldn't have to wear masks. It's their choice, And you mix them all in. Now everybody's making their own individual rules. So now it's kind of like, I make my kids wear the mask all the time when we're out. In the house, you wear no mask. In the car, you're not wearing no mask. But then again, I give my kids vitamins. They take Airborne. I got that. I'm in the cabinet. They're very healthy. They haven't been sick this whole time. But I know it's coming because I know how trifling kids get. But this is my thing. I have no problem getting them the COVID test. Like, I would love to know that they don't have it. My issue is if I get them the COVID test today, how many more COVID tests are we doing to be preventative? Because if it's just you want to know for the first day that nobody has COVID coming in here, what about tomorrow? What about the day after that?
Exactly. Oh, and that's going to continuously be a thing. And, like, you know, I don't want to, like, sound like an asshole about it, but, like, the schools, they are not going to pay for that shit. And the reason for that is because they're expecting, you know, the parents to, like, go and get their kids COVID test. I'm like, yo, my kid, your kid is not going to want to have some shit stuck up their nose every single time. Yeah. One of their and the thing is, one of their friend's parents comes in contact with COVID because it in my personal opinion, when it comes to COVID, like, at least with the kids, the adults who are like, oh, well, the kids have to have an education. They have to be around their kid, you know, their kid friends and their teachers. They have to have in-person learning. I'm like, okay, the adults here that know better know, one, that's a fucking lie. Two, y'all aren't really teaching these kids a lot that they haven't already learned or that you're not trying to eradicate. Like, we definitely just had to talk about the critical race theory and shit like that over the past month. So that's just evident right there that they don't really give a fuck about the education. They just want you back in them fucking classrooms. Once the, you know, the education system, stuff like that starts losing money, they're like, oh, no, we can't have that. Bring their ass into the classroom. And it's like, okay, yes, you can have kids in the classroom, but 26 to 28 fucking kids in a classroom that all go home to fucking, you know, one, two parents a piece. And then the following fucking day, guess where they're at? In the classroom, going and spreading that shit. Yeah, that doesn't work. And mind you, we talked about this, just you and I, about like COVID. Remember we were talking around a Memorial Day weekend. I was like, they're going to try their hardest. Mind you, this was Memorial Day weekend. I was like, the 4th of July, they're going to rush to get everybody, you know, these laws and stuff uplifted so people can, you know, go into places without masks and shit like that, right? What happened the 4th of July? They're like, the week before, they're like, oh yeah, start next week. You don't have to wear a fucking mask. Everything is fine. You know, we're going to pretty much use the fucking honor system. Cool. And you know what? Kids, yeah, they're going to summer camps. Yeah, they're going to be around other gross-ass kids. And sure, like, your parents are vaccinated. But what about that one parent who's just like, you know what? I don't really, I don't trust that vaccination. And that's fine if they don't trust the vaccination. But what about that person who's just like, you know what? We're going on 4 fucking trips this summer. And we're going to have our kids go into summer camp or back to school next week when your kids are going back to school. The parents are vaccinated. But that parent who literally just took their kid to Disney World last week didn't get vaccinated, is doing what? Bringing your kid into the fucking classroom to get everybody else sick. And then they take that shit to their parents. Nobody thinks about that shit. So you know what? My thing is, if the world shuts down again and they're telling us, you know what? Like, you dummies didn't get it the first time. Let's try this again. Let's remix it. But what we're going to remix is wearing a fucking mask. That's just like law number one. Number two, you know what? If you're not vaccinated, go get vaccinated. To the point where now, like, they were giving us the honor system in a way to be like, okay, like, if they're smart about it, either they'll go get vaccinated or they'll just continue to wear a mask if they're not vaccinated. You know how many people are just unvaccinated and they see those signs? It's like, hey, guess what? Like, if you're vaccinated, you can just walk on in this bitch. They're like, wait a minute, so I can just lie even though I'm not vaccinated?
This is the other thing with that, though. They're not saying... After they give the people who got vaccinated free rein, now they're saying, yeah, even if you're vaccinated, you should still wear your mask, because now basically people who are vaccinated are considered super spreaders. Because some people who got vaccinated, depending on how it did in their system, it's good at fighting off this virus mm-hmm. system. But to the next person, they could probably still have the virus, and because their body is good at fighting it off, they don't even know. So they're passing yep. it to somebody that does not have it. So to me, it's kind of, you fucked either way.
Either way, you're fucked. Yeah. I just implore people. And the thing is, like, for me, like, if we completely take the fucking vaccination out of the equation, because I hate when, like, people dialogue about, like, COVID, and the first, like, thing we go to is the vaccination. Let's start with the mask. Let's start with some shit that's very simple. If you wear a fucking mask, you mm-hmm. are fine. Like, you know, this isn't one, it isn't like how it was last year at this time. We were afraid to touch doorknobs. We were afraid if we walked 3 feet, you know, past somebody, if somebody just walked in the other direction, if there's sweat, remember that? Like when we were like, mm-hmm. oh, like if somebody's running and jogging outside and their sweat touches you, you could catch COVID. You remember that, right? And yeah. science proved that, you know what, that's actually not how this works. Or the shit about, yeah, you know, some things are airborne, like if you have the shit or something like that. But at the same time, like if you are at a distance, you should be fine. Mm-hmm. But once I started seeing like the grocery stores pulling up the, you know, to keep the distance shit, when I stopped seeing, you know, stores providing like fucking hand sanitizer, I was like, oh yeah, we fucking doomed. And then last week I walked into a restaurant. I was like, you know what? For my lunch break, I wanted to go and try this new place. Wanted to go try this. I'm not even going to say the race of the, you know, the establishment, but either way, walk into this place, nobody in the back that's cooking the food got the mask on. The cashier, just no fucking mask. Talking to me, he's like, hey bro. I was like, nah, I'm all right, keep that. Because I was like, I'm thinking about it, I was like, you know what, maybe they have some hand sanitizer, maybe they go and like do the due diligence and are cleaning, because you know what, like they're like lifting up some of these restrictions, maybe they're doing the due diligence. And I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. My thing though is, for me, it's I'm not comfortable now knowing that you are back there with my food that I'm about to eat, and I don't know your status. Now somebody be like, oh, that's fucked up. I'm like, yeah, but like, people used to get mad if they went to a fucking restaurant and you found a piece of hair on your rice. Now, yeah. like, if you think of that, like, going into a restaurant and your fucking server is walking up to you with their food and they wipe their nose on their sleeve and then they hand you your fucking food, you'd be sitting there like, yo, like, something's not right here. Like, I don't want this shit. And that's how I see it now. I'm like, yo, like, I would rather be presented with the mask. I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. That is not up to me to figure out. But if you are doing your due diligence to wear your fucking mask, I feel just a little bit more comfortable. But now everywhere I go, it's like, oh, well, guess what? No mask. You know, if you're vaccinated, it's okay. But the thing is, if you're going into a Wawa, a CVS, a grocery store, a barber shop, where, you know, they're like, hey, if you're vaccinated, you're straight. I'm like, yo, like, what do you mean I'm straight? Like, I'm going to go get my hair cut. Just this time last year, I could not get my beard cut. I had to go and buy trimmers myself, because barbers were terrified to actually go and like shape up somebody's beard, because they thought that fucking COVID would be on like the clippers and shit. But now they're just like, you know what? Are you good? I'm like, why? I'm like, oh, are you vaccinated? And I'm like, yeah, I'm vaccinated. But how many other people are between shots or honestly ain't been vaccinated at all? That are like, you know what? I got to get this haircut, man. I'm going to Miami next week. I'm going to Rolling Loud. I'm going to Lollapalooza. Or something. Like, no, I just don't trust it, man.
Yeah, so that's like the shit show. And what else is going on? I feel like July flew by. Tomorrow's the first. And uh-huh. I'm ready for summer to be over.
Yeah. Summer can definitely end. And it's not because of the heat. I don't want to say I hate the summer. But mm-hmm. I used to enjoy the summer when I didn't have a kid. Like, the shit that I could do in the summer, like, go travel and not have to worry about, like, got to be back home before bedtime. Or I have to go and make sure that, you know, taking care of the diapers and the, you know, the babysitting shit like that. And that, I just hate that now. But outside of, like, the baby dynamic of it, with summer for me, mm-hmm. my biggest like pet peeve about summer is just like the the outdoors. I don't like people anymore. I think that's what exactly what it is. I don't like people anymore. I'm cool with that.
Same.
But same. We got voicemail. Oh shit. Oh boy.
Who at the
I'm terrified.
Okay, let's play this.
Grace, peace, and blessing to the panel. How y'all doing today? I'm hearing y'all talking about the whole mad situation. Listen, even when, I don't know where y'all from, but I'm from the D.C. I'm from D.C., DMV area. And the people wasn't wearing a mask even in the whole pandemic.
Yeah.
People was outside. They took down all the basketball courts. People put the basketball courts back on. They out there playing, no masks, no nothing. The clubs was still going on. And if they wasn't going on, people was having the clubs in their house. Wasn't nobody wearing no masks then, and I doubt if they gonna wear them now. I mean, the white people here, they hate the masks. And now they took the vaccine, and now you're telling them they got to put back on. I think it's a negative. So, I don't know, man. But I got articles.
Well, I'll say this because I'm from the city too, and I still live here. My issue with DC ain't us. When I say us, I'm talking about like the people from the community who, you know, from the community who honestly know the community. It's people who are just like recently moved into, like, we have a coworker at my job, right? She just came into working with us in the office like this week. My issue is not her. It's just the fact that, like, she just came from out of town. Like, you just came from Tennessee, and nice girl and everything like that, but she went from being like out of state here. And the first thing she wants to do is go out and see the city and stuff like that. Cause she was thinking, oh yeah, well, you know, DC's like laws are a little bit lifted and stuff like that. I was like, the last thing you want to do in DC right now is go out somewhere. When I say go out, meaning like nightclubs, bars, and shit like that. And the reason for that is because, like he was saying, nobody was wearing the shit to begin with. Nobody was out here wearing masks because they were like, you know what? Like, if I'm going to drink a drink at a bar, I have to take the mask off anyway, right? If I'm going to eat at a restaurant, I have to go and take that mask off anyway. And I get that aspect of it. And I understand it. Like, yo, like, I have to actually perform these acts without a fucking mask on. Nobody's, you know, saying that's wrong. What people are saying is wrong is motherfuckers who aren't vaccinated being absolutely fucking reckless in the establishments that they're going in. When I say unvaccinated, I'm not saying, oh, well, like, you know, black, white, or nothing like that. Because somebody would try to, like, pinpoint that into, like, a race or something like that. What I'm saying is people who are trying to do everything this summer. When I say everything, like, they're going this place this weekend, this place the next weekend, going and doing all the shit that they thought they couldn't do last year when we had the lockdowns. Like, yo, you could do things. All you had to do was wear the fucking mask. And right now, what they're doing is working in reverse. Remember, they said the same thing last year. Wear a mask and y'all should be cool. We can go outside. We can do the same things we wanted to do. People are like, wear a mask? Fuck no. Like, I'm not wearing no mask. So what happened? They locked our ass down. And what people do, they were going out and the numbers were skyrocketing because people were trying to sneak around the world in order to do shit. People going to Tulum because they're like, you know what? They don't have all these restrictions in Tulum. Then Tulum's like, oh, no, it's too many. You motherfuckers like, oh, absolutely not. There was just an article I was reading today. Two dudes try to sneak into Canada with fake Etsy, what do you call it, vaccination cards and shit like that. Got charged $20,000 a piece. Actually, $19,470. Yeah. Trying to sneak into Canada. Unvaccinated. I'm like, okay, so y'all just saying fuck the rules. Cool. I'll go and take a $20,000 hit and possibly get jail time because you know what? I got to be in fucking Canada. So now, like, you know, like I was saying, all this shit happened last year. Now it's working in reverse. They're saying, you know what? Put the mask back on and all the shit is still open for y'all. Like, we're not closing down the restaurants. We're not closing down the bars, nothing like that. Y'all can continue doing all the shit that is currently open because we don't want to shut that down. Just wear the mask. People are like, fuck that. I'm not. Yo, I gotta go to the movie theater today. I gotta go see Fast 9. I gotta go see this fucking bullshit-ass movie. And I'm not wearing my mask. Because y'all told me that, you know what? We're gonna lift these restrictions. Yeah, they told you that shit, but there's also 100,000 fucking people dying every day.
Mm-hmm.
Per state. I tweeted, I was like, yo, I didn't even realize the world had that many fucking people. For 100,000 people to die a day. Excuse me. But... And that's not COVID, by the way, before anybody says some shit. But basically, like to find out that 100,000 people are dying a day. I was like, yo, like it went from, they were saying like it's less than 300 cases. It's less than 900 cases. It's less than 10,000 cases. Now we're saying, okay, now it went from 10,000 cases to less than 500 cases to now we have 100,000 cases a day of some shit that they're saying is worse. Yo, how do you get worse and you vaccinated? So now the fucking vaccine is working in reverse because the people, like you said, who have the immunity and stuff like that, they're going and passing off to somebody and they're making the shit worse. For the and mind you, I'm somebody who's vaccinated. So if I go and I end up catching the shit, knock on wood, I go and pass it to somebody who's unvaccinated and they can pass away. Something can happen to them and I'm at fault for actually being vaccinated. So somebody's like, well, see, like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm like, no, because the people who are vaccinated, they're not having these problems. It's the people who just completely are like, nah, like I ain't going to do that shit. And that's in their right to do that. But now their consequence is possibly dying because they're just like, nah, I don't want to wear the mask. And the people who are vaccinated, they're just like, hey. All I was going to say is, and the people who are vaccinated, though, like, you know, for us, I don't want to say we should be conditioned to wear the mask, but it's like, yo, like, if you know for a fact you're vaccinated in a world full of people who are already lying about being vaccinated, if you don't want to catch the shit or come in contact with it, like, wouldn't it just be smarter to wear the fucking mask? Like, at least not, like, everywhere. I'm not saying, you know, all day long, from point A to point Z, you just have to wear this mask. I'm saying, you know what? You go into a fucking Wawa. You go into a McDonald's or some shit like that. You're like, all right, I'm going in here. I'm going to get whatever the fuck I need to get. And then I'm out.
It's not even complicated. It's people wanting to make their own rules that's complicating it. Because mm-hmm. whether or not you have the vaccine or you don't have the vaccine, put on a fucking mask because you don't know what you got. Period.
Yeah.
Because there are people who getting the vaccine and dying 3 days after they got the vaccine. There are people who's get on their second shot of the vaccine and in the hospital with blood clots that leads to them dying because they had the vaccine and it just didn't do what it needed to do in their body correctly. So it's not, oh, because you got the vaccine, that's why this happened. Or because you didn't get it, that's why this happened. It's nobody knows what the fuck this scientific played with ass virus is going to do in your body. And either way, you're taking a gamble on what is going to happen with you if you go outdoors and you mingle with people, period.
Yep.
That's it.
So
all that complicated.
Yeah. Go ahead and play these last two voicemails because I got one little quick quip and then we're going to get into it. So.
Okay. Because we didn't even get into the topic yet because this shit
is... We're going to get there.
And look, what my daughter told me, I was telling her because the school time about they got wearing masks. My daughter said, well, they don't watch you everywhere, do they? What about when you in the hall? You got to wear your mask. What about you in the bathroom? She asked me all these this and that. Mm-hmm. It just showed me that's just one person, one little child. And she's 16 or one child, adolescence, teenager. You think they all thinking like that? They not going to be wearing no mask, especially not the little kid. So right. I would tell any parent, man, just, and I'm going to ask, can my daughter just stay in virtual? Stay at home. Look. You're setting your kids up for failure. And it seemed to me the government know that. The government know what's going on. They know the people not going to wear the mask, no matter how much you mandate it. They just want to see you get that vaccine. The witch hunt on the unvaccinated. So it's just a sad situation all the way around. But if you really understand what's going on and you understand prophecy in the Bible, then you understand.
And when I go pick up the girls from camp, when they run to me at the door, where's your mask? Oh, it's in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your mask? Mm-hmm. Oh, I left it in there. Let me go get it. Yeah. They will tell you boldface they can't come in here without a mask. But when I come pick my fucking kids up, they don't have their mask on. Or if they have their mask on, their nose is out. So what's the fucking point?
Facts. I hope we got to get through these voicemails because I want to get to this topic.
See, the issue is they done told the American people if you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask no more. And see, this is a problem. You don't have to do this no more. Only and see what they was trying to do to me. That's the way I see it. I think it's just a setup. to make sure everybody get the vaccination. But I think whether you, like my girl said, whether you get it or not, they saying that the vaccinated are the spreaders. They said the outbreak that happened in Massachusetts was 74%, up to 99% of the people was vaccinated. So it's just a sad situation all the way around. And they trying to get everybody vaccinated. Once again, they don't know. And now they talk about getting a third shot. I got articles, y'all, that's talking about getting vaccinated monthly. So how far are they going to take it, y'all?
That's just going to be like an iOS update, man. No bullshit. It's going to be like, you know what? Like, it's been 3 months. Like, COVID 3.0. Like, what the fuck? Like, wait a minute. I just got my shot. But here's, I think here's my issue with that, and I'm going to be really brief. If you have your two shots, right, but you got your shots in fucking April, but then somebody else gets theirs in July, like, there is no, like, everybody, like, millions of people all got theirs on the one fucking day they can get them. So either way, there's always going to be some overlap. You'll never have everybody be completely up to date with the newest, like, thing. So this is always going to be evolving. So it's, we're just going to constantly be in this, like, perpetual state of, like, updating our bodies with this fucking vaccine. Similar to the flu shot and shit like that. I'm no conspiracy theorist. I just know for a fact the information I'm presenting. But next voicemail, shout out to Storm Ready.
Did y'all read the article about the pilots? Oh my goodness. Y'all heard about what happened to the airline pilots? So at first the union was saying that they should all take it. But a couple of them is dying. They trying to, you know, make sense of it and saying it's not the vaccine. But you know, when they go in the air, the altitude, that vaccine already messes with their blood, but it messes the blood clot. So literally, the altitude is making their blood boil.
Yeah.
So then the airline union said they shouldn't take it because they have to wait 45 hours after they take vaccination before they can get back on the plane. So this causing major delays. So there's a lot going on with the vaccines as well. Holla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, is some airline like Delta, who if I have a best friend that's a flight attendant. If you are just getting hired now as a flight attendant, they're telling them they have to get it. But with that altitude thing, the reality is with the vaccine and the way it moves through your bloodstream at a high altitude, like 30,000 feet, it can create an heart attack prone symptoms and blood clots. So should it be mandated that they have to get that? I don't think so. But at the same time, they are taking a risk by being around so many different people.
Big facts. Big fact. Yeah.
Okay. Enough COVID talk.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let's get this last one because I got to get my quick quip in.
Okay.
And look, I don't want to keep talking about it, but look, I was on Clubhouse one time and I was listening to this lady and she's working as a pharmacist in, I think, in Alabama somewhere. And she was saying, this is some scary stuff now, that they are giving vaccinations that it's not even good to the people. Like, she's saying that it's supposed to be in dry ice. It's supposed to be some type of, how it's supposed to be cold enough, but they be leaving the boxes out. And, you know, somebody was asking her, well, don't they have, like, you know, some tracking device so to say how long the stuff been out? And she said she throws the stuff away when it's not good no more. But she said she can't speak for everybody else on how they do it, saying that basically they giving vaccine shots to people and the vaccine ain't even good no more. So it's a lot of scary stuff going on out here, y'all. But that'll be the last I talk about. Y'all have a beautiful...
I hear you, bro. I hear you. Basically, what I was going to say to wrap it up, because to try to tie this into the show, is people won't wear protection on their face or their privates. But since we now have transitioned slowly about privates, because we like to have, you know, raw sex and shit like that. Welcome, first and foremost, to Loudmouth Stereo. The show title, as you can see, it says, "Can I borrow some of your privates?" Shan came up with this show, and I'm just as confused as you are listening. So I'm going to let her go ahead and talk her talk because I'm interested and hopefully you guys are as well. If you are, feel free to, you know, like, subscribe on, you know, the platforms, subscribe to the podcast. She Gets a Podcast, Young Black and Bothered Podcast. Follow us both on social media. All of our shit is in the bio. Shan usually says that this, you know, episode is recorded. If you're on here, just know we are recorded. If you leave a voicemail, you will be on the show. And if you want to hear yourself back, subscribe to the podcast. Any of them, all of them. With that being said, Shan, why are you trying to buy, you know, borrow people's privates, please?
I'm trying to borrow people's privates because they're not good for nothing else.
You know what?
I'm going to the gulag. Like, sometimes in life, you see a person for all that they are, and then you just like, you know what? They ain't shit in this. They ain't shit in that. They can't do shit for me in this department. I tried to help them, but they don't want that help. So let me just scratch my itch and let them go about their way. And that's why it should be okay for you to be able to say to someone, hey, I don't want a relationship with you. I feel like we do not work at all. But if it's Friday night or Saturday night and you ain't got no plans and I ain't got no plans and you just wanna and I wanna do good money, just let me know. Just give me a heads up. Send a text. I'll see if I can fit you in. But we ain't going on no dates. I'm not trying to be around your family. We ain't got to label this because this ain't shit. We ain't shit. We ain't going to be shit. It's just this. I feel like as grown folk, 25 and over, your maturity level should be at a level where you can call a shit out for what it is. We are not in a situation. Because, see, situations are two people who are comfortable with wasting their time and playing Uno in real life with their bodies. I don't want no situation. I need clear understanding that when we're out and you see somebody that knows you or I see somebody that knows me, I don't have to introduce you. And you got to be okay with that. You ain't going to be my man. You ain't going to be my friend. You ain't going to be, you just going to be your name. Your name on your birth certificate, we can use that, okay? And ain't gonna be nothing else about it. And if they invite me somewhere, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna come through. I'm not bringing a plus one and you ain't it. Like, I just want to use your privates and you want a peace of mind and let's depart.
Yeah. Yeah. The first problem here for me is the fact that, like, you going at places that either I took you, so I'm finding you there or I'm seeing you there. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. Why are you here? Like, you should be at home waiting for me to call you when I'm done at the place that I probably took you to. Like, if you see me at a bar, you shouldn't be there because I'm there. If you saw me, you should just leave. It's okay. Like, there's another bar somewhere. There's another restaurant right there. The only reason you're here now.
I don't care. If I see you, don't be bothered or don't be in your feelings about me not speaking because this is what we do. We don't have to speak. I speak to you when I'm ready.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you don't even have to speak. Like, I don't understand why people do this shit. And it comes up so often. It's like, oh, I saw you out. Like instead of just texting me that shit later on after you done left said establishment, you're like, you know what? Nah, let me go up and walk up on them and talk. Why? Why? Or text me while I'm there. You couldn't wait a couple hours and just be like, yo, I saw you. Trust me, I saw you too. I just didn't want you to text me from the other fucking table saying, guess what? You know, you're looking real good tonight. Thank you. I appreciate that shit. But see, you weren't supposed to be here in the first place because I wanted you to see what's underneath this nice outfit. I wanted to put this dick in your drawers, but you want to keep fucking around showing up in places that I'm at. Stop showing up where I be. I will be with you when I'm with you, but stop coming around when I'm at these places. Like, come on now. This is not right. So yeah, to any woman that I've ever, like, you know, had interactions and engagements with, they know this because I've had this conversation as well. If I introduce you to a bartender, that is not your bartender. That is my friend. Leave them the fuck alone. If you know a friend of mine and y'all are mutual friends on Facebook, don't be saying happy birthday. Don't be, you know, tagging them on your wall and liking their shit on Instagram. Unfollow them. Y'all ain't cool. Fuck that. But when it comes to this particular topic, like when I want to borrow your privates, not only will you know, I've already made it crystal fucking clear. Usually it happens on like Mother's Day and shit like that. Do it around a holiday. Just like, you know what? Happy Mother's Day. Can I borrow your privates? That's what got you to have the celebration of Mother's Day. You know what type of time I'm on. You know what I'm here for. Give me that. Give me that. And I implore people to just honestly let people know straight up, yo, I'm just about fucking right now. This is what I'm on. I don't want no relationship. I don't want to kiss you in the middle of the night. I don't want you to cuddle with me. I don't want to be the big spoon. I want a spoon, though, naked, raw, preferably. I just want to put this dick in your drawers. Like, it should not be that hard.
Yeah.
But see, Shane, I don't know how it is for ladies when it comes to, like, you know, just telling, you know, that you just want, you know, the dick. But it's hard for a guy to just tell a woman that they're either currently having sex with or they want to have sex with for the first time. Like, yo, I just want to have sex with you. I just want to borrow your privates. And the reason why is because people, like adults, just don't know how to handle knowing that that's all that they're going to get out of the situation. And that's a great deal, by the way.
That's how much to think. Like, yeah, why would you meet somebody and y'all had a good time this night and then y'all make plans? Oh, I'm going to call you. Oh, here's my number and let me text you. And then you wonder why the texting is not going anywhere. You wonder why the conversation is boring. And they don't hit you up is because you want something from this person that you're not telling them. And they want something from you and they're not telling you. When you meet people who are ready to be honest, they're going to tell you, man, why don't we just get these last drinks and we can go to your place or we could just go to a hotel or something and let me beat them cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She might say yes.
It just takes a lot of like maturity from both parties to actually have that heart to heart conversation. And, you know, you and I talked about this before, but one thing we haven't said is if people just approach it like that from jump, first conversation, like, yo, I'm attracted to you, you're attracted to me. We having this vibe, but guess what? Right now I'm not in a position to want anything more from you than what you're offering visually. Visually, yes, you could, you know, you look good. And you know you look good. That's why you got on them fucking them liquid leggings and fucking sundresses and shit like that. Just ass just populating out of the shit look like popcorn from the AMC movie there. The shit
Listen, just remember like, that those leggings on that woman that were like the color of her skin tone?
Yeah. Like, think about it. That girl on Twitter, we'll use her as an example, right? She know what the fuck she's presenting. She posted that shit on Twitter. She had fucking 280 retweets. She has so many. I think she had over like fucking 30,000 likes and shit. Like, I'm like, yo, like, you know you look good, but you also knew when you took that picture, you light brown complected, and you know, you wore those leggings that literally match your skin tone. I thought she was standing up butt ass naked when she took that photo. And I was like, you know what? I don't give a fuck if she got clothes on or not. I want them off.
Right.
I want them off. And everybody in the world knew that. So you can't be surprised if somebody comes to you honestly and it's like, yo, like, you might be smart. You might be a valedictorian. You could be an AKA for all I care. But guess what? I'm trying to drop this in you. I'm trying to make the meet you. I'm trying to make sure that this happens. But what happens is you have to say that shit up front. And this is honestly a lot of guys' faults because a lot of guys have kind of like perpetrated this entire like, you know, 10-year span of telling women what they want to hear. A lot of women don't want to hear that shit no more. Mm-hmm. They want to fuck just as bad. And if they fuck with you, they will just honestly probably be more receptive of you saying, you know what? Yeah, you're attractive and I want to get to know you. Just not tonight. Mm-hmm. How about we get to know each other after I fuck you? Because you know what's worse? Getting to know somebody and you like them and then the pussy's whack. That shit is trash.
And that's why it's just better to just say what you want up front and figure out if this person is with it or not. Because if they're not with it, then you ain't waste no time.
No, that's why, like, you know, and I'm going to get back to this point after I make this one. Imagine going, and this is not for people who are virgin stuff like that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But can you imagine you meet the person that you love and you care about them, but you don't want to fuck them because you want to wait. You want to give them a time window. You're like, you know what? Like, I like you so much, but I want to get to know you a little bit better. How about, you know, we have sex on our wedding night? And this is not for virgins. You know, You know, but there are some people who do that shit. They be like, you know what? Like, yeah, you know, I've had sex before, but you know what? Not right now. Like, with you, I want to do things a little bit differently. I don't want you to do different things. No, fuck that. It worked for you. It just didn't work for the guy that you were with. But me and you, I need to know how nasty you are right now. Right now. What the fuck? I'm not waiting 2-3 years to try to figure out if the pussy's good. That's not going to happen here. I need to borrow them privates. So it's better now. Like, for people who are single, my advice to y'all is ask to borrow the privates before.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you will learn a lot about a person by fucking them.
Off tops.
Like, all that extracurricular shit that people be sounding heartbroken on social media and, you know, in your group chats and shit like that. They be talking about, like, I don't understand why he, you know, he's acting his way. He's acting differently after he got the pussy. You made him wait 4 months. You played around with him. You done fucked with the ex nigga. You fucked with every other nigga. And then when you found out that he actually was the person you wanted to be around, guess what happened? He fucked and he was like, well, it wasn't worth the 4 months. I waited fucking 121 days. And guess what? It wasn't what it's supposed to be. It was not what it was hitting for. And ladies, it works the same way for you. Imagine you going and you entertaining this nigga talking about he the one. He giving you all a good game, all that, you know, he talking all that shit in the messages. You know what I'm talking about. When you get the green bubble, I'm sorry, the blue bubble and that shit pop up and you get the three dots and you're trying to guess what he about to say next. And then he surprise you with the next text and shit. But like, this nigga is on. What is going on? He's saying all the right shit, but can he fuck though? But the thing is, he all talk. And y'all be saying this shit because I know. He say the shit all right in the text messages. And then when you pull the pants down and you go in the position that you about to get in, you be like, yo, this, I'd rather just talk to him because this shit's not what I wanted. Like, no. Fuck him first. Borrow the privates. Mm. Go get that dick and get that pussy now. Because if you don't, I'm telling you, you're going to be highly disappointed. You're out here trying to make friendships out of people you should only fuck. Trying to make relationships out of people you should just fuck. And it's okay to be somebody's just fuck. Just know that a lot of people's just fucks end in, you know, marriage. It might end in a kid depending on how nasty you are. Keyword there, how nasty you are. But sometimes it's okay to just borrow the privates. Now, borrowing doesn't mean one time, doesn't mean two times. It's up to you. There are some people that I know, they're like, you know what? Like, me and that person ain't fucked in 2-3 years. But guess what? If they call, I'm coming, literally.
Mm.
So.
Listen, it's just a lot of audacity and ego to think that everybody is about to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a person has to be the sum. And sum is going to be some pussy just for today. The sum is going to be some of this dick just for today. Sometimes the sum be, I thought I was going to get you some, but I couldn't get it up.
Mm-mm-mm. Praise God.
You just never know what you're about to get. But at the same time, stop looking at everybody as, oh, this is about to be my savior. And no, I just don't want to have sex. Or no, I just don't want to be the person you call to do sexual advances. Maybe for that person, they see nothing else with you but that. And this is them being honest. But that's another problem with this shit. A lot of people are not ready for the honesty. You probably looking at this man like, ooh, he got this and this and this and this what I like. He my type. And he looking at you like, you ain't got none of this shit that's my type, but I am cool with us doing this. But y'all never tell each other the truth. So now that y'all engage with each other in a sexual way, she thinks she getting further with him than she actually is. And he feels like she's okay with just giving up the puss.
Not at all. Not me. No, sir.
Just be on it. This is another thing, Greg. Let me say this. This is a PSA, public service announcement. It has been really quiet by many women on Twitter and on IG with these videos of women in their cars running over men or trying to run them over and ramming their cars. Or destroying stuff, or fighting them in broad daylight, and they're trying to, they're either engaging still because they're suicidal, or they're instigating, or they're trying to get away. and these women are pursuing these men to be combative. And a lot of women aren't saying anything. They're just seeing, okay, I saw that post. Okay, I saw that video. If it was in reverse, if there were men behind wheels running over women that were breaking up with them, getting their stuff. Oh, she was getting her stuff out the trunk and look how he just reversed the car and was trying to run her over. Or look how he's fighting her on the street and nobody's helping. And it will be a fucking uproar. And a lot of men talk about this all the time, how abuse be one-sided, where it can be loud when it's about women, but then when it's in reverse, where men are being targeted by women they were in relationships with or dealt with in a way, because we don't know these people, they quiet. My thing is, like, if those two people were truly honest about what they wanted from each other, it would have never gotten that far.
Exactly. Transparency is key. I can say it till I'm blue in the face, but I'll just say it one more time. Like, not only, like you said, transparency is key. A lot of people just need to say what they want and do it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, day one. Like, I know things can change, but if you tell somebody up front, like, yo, like, I don't know what I'm going to want in the future, but right now, this is what I want. If you say that shit, I guarantee you half of the drama and the trauma and the heartbreak and the heartache and shit that is going to happen won't happen, because you done presented what you wanted and you gave the person two chances, one to lie or two to tell the truth. And at that point, you should know if somebody, like, you know, if somebody's had their heart broken before, something like that, usually the next time around, they're like, you know what? I won't make that mistake again. So they can see the signs. But a lot of people, like, if you just say, you know what, like, I know I want a relationship, but I'm not ready for it. Don't go hunting for the relationship that you already just told yourself and convinced yourself that you're not ready for. If you just got out of a relationship and, you know, you were on this, you know, 2-3 year relationship, it didn't work out, you're kind of heartbroken right now, it's okay to go fuck around a little bit. You don't have to instantly go and jump into another relationship thinking that that's going to actually, you know, that person, they're going to treat you right. I'm like, no, they could treat you worse. So go and get what's yours. Like, if you want to go get a nut, go get a nut. If you want to go and just, like, use somebody for dinners and dates and shit, go do that shit. All
right.
But I advise people, like, yo, like, up front, I tell them, fellas too, like, stop lying to them. Just be like, oh, like, you know what? Like, you cute and all, and I'd love to get to know you, but right now, this is what I'm on. I'm on some, you know what? I'm getting my shit together so I can be a better man for somebody down the line.
But you don't even have down to say that because you don't owe her shit.
And that's the thing, you don't. But you have to set the scene, though, for certain people. Not all, but certain people. You have to be like, yo, right now, I'm not the one for you. I'm not what you want. Because you've already had this conversation with this person saying, you know what? That person's telling you off the buck. Like, hey, you know, I want a relationship, you know. I know what I deserve as a woman. I know this, you know, that talk that people say on Twitter. I'm just translating the shit that they say on Twitter into a conversation with a regular person in real life. They meet this guy off Twitter and they're saying, you know what? I saw your tweets. You were saying that, you know what? You deserve you the right one. You deserve you a man that you want to, you know, you want to do all the things for. You done talked about, you know what? If I find the right one, I'm going to suck his dick 5 times a week. If I find the right one, I'm going to be you know, Shane, you know, you've seen these tweets. It was like, yo, like, it happens all the time. It be happening on stereo. Like, people be like, yo, like, if I find me the right one, I'm going to take out the trash. If I find me the right one, I'm going to give her head 5 times a week. And women say the same shit. Yo, I'm going to be the nastiest woman for a nigga that I care about. And then it's like, yo, but no. Like, you know it's a lie. Stop capping. It's just, it's better just like, you know what? Like, if I meet the right person and they fuck me good, because that's usually what happens. If they fuck me good, I'm going to care enough to just say, "What, you know what? What's the next step here? What's the next step in this relationship?" Because if you fucking me good, trust me, you won't get the relationship. Because I don't want nobody else having that. What the fuck? What I look like? No smart man knows that they're giving up good pussy for somebody else to have. Either they're going to lie about having a relationship, or that woman, she knows she got good pussy too. because not only is she giving it to you, she's also not pressuring you into the relationship by using the pussy as like a pedestal that, you know, like not a pedestal, what do you call it? Like, you know, like the fucking golden ticket. Like, hey, this pussy right here, if you don't treat the pussy right, guess what? Like, you don't get no more. Because men can be like, okay, you ain't gonna give me the pussy, but guess what? Somebody will. Somebody will. So it's like, you know what? Like, just continue giving me that good pussy and enjoying the fact that we are what we are right now. And, you know, any guy can tell you they've probably heard this question at least 6 times from 7 different women. And it's like, what are we? The answer is always how the fuck, like, I can't dictate what we are. That's something we have to talk about. But the thing is, we haven't sat down and talked about it because you initiated the fact that, hey, you ain't looking for something serious. I just want sex. I just got out of a relationship. I don't really want anything serious. You know, these are things that women say, and men are like, okay, if she says she don't want nothing serious, but she want to fuck, then let's just make it a fuck thing. But men also don't go and say, you know what? If you say you're not looking for anything serious, sex is a serious act when it comes to a relationship or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if this is what we're going to do, then this is what we're going to do because this is what we've agreed to. Once you get naked, I get naked. We've agreed to this. This is a, you know, it's not a non-binding contract, but it's something we agreed on. But once you start asking what...
I think those things be like not serious in like we're going to attach emotions and feelings to the sex. Like, I value myself and you value yourself. I just want to make sure we're on the same page about exchanging this energy because I don't need you waking up and saying I did something to you that you didn't want. But as far as bringing emotions into this exchange, it's a no for me. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people who honestly can't detach like the emotion from the sex because every act that they have sexually has to deal with some type of emotion. And somebody would say, well, sex is an emotional thing. It's not. And the reason why I say it's not is because if you can have it with yourself without emotion, you can have it with somebody else and have no emotion about it as well. It could just be something that's pleasurable.
But and I'm going to say this for personal experience, if it's someone that you have emotions with and then you're trying to detach, you're not going to be able to. And you have to be mature enough to know that you cannot disattach that with this person. That's your responsibility.
And that's why we're having this conversation, though, because a lot of people, like you said, like they present that to themselves. They don't go to their partner or the person that they're with and say, you know what? Emotion right there. Like they don't go and say, I have feelings for you. They're just letting shit ride. Like it will start where it's like, can I borrow some of your privates? And it goes like that for a while. But one person will catch feelings and the other person, they know that that person caught feelings. But until they actually say, yo, I have feelings for you. Or, you know, I'm starting to feel a way about you and they have that conversation, then it's never said. It's just one of those things where you're saying it to yourself, but you're not saying it to me. And you have to, just like we say, you know, we give women the option to, you know, be with the man. Like the man has to actually go and honestly hold the woman's hand from behind. When I'm talking about, like, you know, she's taking the lead on that aspect of it. If you want a relationship at that point, cool. But what's going to change in a certain dynamic? Like you and I, we started fucking off on each other. You know, we meet on a Friday night, we hook up or something like that. We're hooking up. I agree to that. And that's what we've been doing. But you can't out of the blue all of a sudden say, you know what? What are we? What the fuck do you mean? What are we? Like, no, what the fuck? What do you mean? Like I came over. I didn't even bring you food. I brought my own Chick-fil-A here. You said you ate before I got there. No, there's nothing. There's absolutely fucking nothing. Don't play with me. But the thing is, I'm being completely like honest here because I hear more guys be like, they'll say shit like that. You know, I'm on the way. And they go into a girl house and they have a fucking 4-piece nugget and a sweet tea walking into her house. Hey, did you want something? And she'd be like, nah, I'm good. And he just literally walking in with the food. He don't even have the common courtesy to be like, you know what? I'm just eat this shit in the car and then I'm going to go in her house.
Then that's a different conversation. When you dealing with the word I don't want to say, versus you dealing with somebody who's decent.
Yeah. But the thing, like, what I have noticed is you'll deal with a lot of shit if the sex is good.
Mm-hmm.
You will deal with a lot of shit. Trust me. I dealt with a woman who's, like, batshit crazy. Like, when I say batshit crazy, I was like, yo, like, you know, she actually might kill me if I spend a night here. That's how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
But... And the thing is, like, the sex wasn't even that good. It was just like you here, like, cool. It was a moment. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, yo, like, it's one of those things where you have to have those conversations. When people start having, like, feelings, and they're starting to tell you, like, yo, this is what I want. This is what I deserve. And then it's like, yo, like, you know, you told me, like, this is cool with you. You didn't want anything serious. But it usually, like, a couple weeks later, once he started dicking you down and once she started putting the pussy on you, and you're like, yo, like, I can't let this one go. Like, you'd be feeling, like, fabulous in the fucking, you know, in 2004. He write all them goddamn love songs. You be sitting there like, yo, I can't let you go. No, I can't let that pussy too good. No, stay right here. Right here. Happy Mother's Day text, and she ain't even a mother. She got a cat. You talking about Happy Mother's Day. No. Mm-mm. No. So, you know, fellas, like, you know, anybody who's listening on, you know, on stereo, just know. Get that contract signed in advance, man. Like, she needs to know, like, yo, if you ain't looking for nothing serious, make it nothing serious. Because then you give her the, you know, liability to say, you know what? He told me he wasn't looking for anything serious, but I'm going to give him the pussy anyway. He looked kind of cute. The dick game, right? You know what? It's cool. We can do this for a while. But once you start asking,
A lot of women forget that part where he spoke and he told you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you got to know. The answers are right there in a sentence. You just need to read. Like, you ever, like, had somebody, like, read a sentence and it's like, fucking, it's 16 words, but they read 7 because they're like, you know what? Maybe if I read a little bit faster, like, I don't have to read the entire line. No, you got to read the entire fucking contract. The entire line is there for you to read. And some people are like, you know what? Like, I saw every other word because, you know what? I'm just picking the key points. You can't do that. If dude told you, or girl, you know, homegirl told you, I want nothing serious, that's what the fuck they meant. Nothing serious is a relationship. That is French for relationship. Nothing serious is French for a relationship. Don't quote me on that.
Nothing serious. I'm taking that as you don't want nothing but this punani.
Yes. Yes. That is the absolute answer. It's the only, that's the only way to say that without coming off like a complete asshole, like all you want is a sex. Because here's the thing. All you really wanted was the sex to begin with. All men, like, if we could just go and just, like, have sex with you without having the relationship, we would be completely fine with that. We'd be like, you know what? Straight. I'm cool with that. And the reason why is we know we are to each other, but we don't have to have the title behind it because this works. This works for us. And I'm sure women are the same way. Yo, he and I, we work with what we got going on. He comes over, he knocks it down, he go the fuck on home. We know what the fuck that is. Do I care about him? Absolutely. If things changed up or things were different and we decided we wanted to be together, cool. But guess what? We don't have to be together because when we're together, it feels like we're together. But when he goes home, guess what? The bed is mine. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm cool with that. But a lot of people don't want to do that shit. They want their cake and eat it too. Like, yo, like, I told him or I told her I don't want nothing serious, but then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pillow talk with her.
No.
I'm going to go and tell her.
Because pillow talk is intimacy.
Yeah. Once y'all start talking about, like, gossip talking shit like that, and y'all sitting there doing shit like play dates, going and, you know, have the chef come to her house and cook a dinner. No, that's a relationship right there. Keep that shit exactly where it was at the beginning.
She's saying, this man want to marry me, girl.
No, man. I told one of my boys that shit. He was looking at me, he's like, yo, what, like, and mind you, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful because, you know, I come off as like Greg, the married guy who knows it all. But that's not the truth. I told him, I was like, bro, like, you're going at this girl like you want a relationship with her, but y'all started on the premise of y'all were just having sex. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, bro, you just told us that you're going and getting a chef to come to her house for her birthday. Now, mind you, like, that's dangerous territory. And mind you, all of our fellas in the group, we agreed because I was like, yo, like, that requires like a whole nother level. That's like boyfriend material right there. Like, there's a difference when you just fucking or y'all have y'all situation was like, hey, you know, if we go out to the bar together and hang out, cool. Or if he meets me at the bar that I'm already with my homegirls know him. They know I'm fucking with him. But guess what? We ain't together. They just know he's a dude that, like, you know what? We hook up or something like that. That's one thing. But when you go on and taking and bringing a fucking chef in her house, like, yo, that's a little bit different. That, like, y'all are encroaching into that, like, that insecure territory. Where it's like, you know what, like, we don't know where we are, but we might be Issa and whatever nigga was dating her that season. I don't know. But, you know, I just tell guys, like, yo, just tell them up front. Like, if some shit change, have that talk. If you know, if you have the talk of, yo, I'm starting to catch feelings for you. I like you a little bit. You like me a little bit. But y'all have the talk. That's the key point. You have to have that talk. If you don't, it's one person be like, what are we? And the thing is, you don't have to ask, what are we, if we already had that talk.
And that's another thing that ruins your play in the streets, because those women talk. So she might tell a woman that you're trying to get at that's going to tell her, like, girl, yeah, he going to do this, and he going to get a chef, and he going to do this, and then that don't mean shit because we ain't talking no more, so she going to be prepared to not be impressed. Don't do extra nice shit for women you don't actually want to pursue.
Man, listen, one night, we're on U Street, and there was a girl that I used to, like, have relationship with, right? So she sees me on a date, and she was bartending at this bar. I didn't know that she was bartending at this bar. She was, like, a guest bartender. DC does this thing where, like, you know, people can guest bartend at certain bars. So I take this girl to a bar on U Street, and it just so happened one of the girls, like, I hooked up with a few times. She's there. So she tells the girl when I go to the bathroom, she's like, girl, you community dick, right? So, mind you, the homegirl knew that I was community dick. She was like, oh, well, I mean, how the fuck you think I know him? Like, I was like, oh, well, that's good. So you already know then. We don't have nothing to discuss here. Like, what the fuck? Like, I know what was going on. Like, I know that, you know, there won't be a relationship because we've already established that. And that's why a lot of people, like, they have to start having those good conversations with, like, what do you want? I'm not saying have it the first time y'all talk on Tinder or whatever fucking, like, online profile y'all are on or something like that. But, like, when y'all start getting into the thick of the shit, when somebody's asking, like, the relationship questions, like, yo, like, when was your last relationship? How long was it? You know, them boring-ass questions you got to ask 15 times to 10 different people. Like, yo, like, when was the last time you had sex? You know, how nasty? Everybody knows the storybook text messages you get at fucking 11 o'clock. So, basically, homegirl, like, I would just, you know, tell her when we met at that bar, I was like, yo, like, you know, we were talking, and she was like, this girl, you know, she told me you were community dick, and I kind of laughed at it. I was like, but how do you feel about it? And she was like, yeah. Because the girl's still bartending, so when she walked to the other end of the bar, she told me, she was like, this is what she said when you walked off to the bathroom. And I was like, I don't know really, like, what to tell you. And she was like, well, I knew what you was about, because she was like, you know, you bring me to a bar or something like that, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, nah, we're cool. Like, yeah, we hooking up and stuff like that, but neither one of us have presented the fact that we wanted a relationship. We knew what it was. It was flirting, and usually flirting leads to, like, you know, intimacy or something like that. But I was like, the moment you say something that you want, or you actually have that talk with me, then we can talk. But if we go from a position where I'm introducing myself to you and vice versa, and we're starting to have conversation, and then it's like, all right, we're going to go out for drinks, and then we hook up or something like that, that's exactly what the fuck that is. But the moment that you start asking me, what do I want, I'm going to tell you, like, right now, what you expect me to want is a relationship. What I can't give you is what you're expecting. So either you have one or two options. You can ride with the wave that you on now, or I can take you back to shore. And that is completely fine with me. Either way you want to rock. But a lot of people won't do that. They're just like, you know what? Like, she want a relationship. Let me just go ahead and coast her through this, thinking she's going to get this relationship. And
that's where you get women.
Yep. Don't I can't do it, man. I will never. And the reason why I could never is, like, yo, like, I don't want to be boxed into being like, yo, I can't be. This is me when I was just out here. Like, I could never just be boxed in to a situation where I'm telling somebody that I want to be in a relationship to appease them, to keep going with what we're going with, when that's not what I signed up for. If you and I, we talking, yeah, we go out to a restaurant, we go to a bar, something like that, we hooking up. That's exactly what the fuck it is. When you ask me, what are we? And we've been doing the same shit for months on end, weeks on end. And, you know, you didn't kind of, like, prescribe to what we had already been doing. I have to look at you and, like, yo, so you've been doing what we've been doing this long. And now you're asking, what are we? Where was this question to begin with?
Right.
Don't put me in a position fucking 3 months down the line after, you know, we done, you know, blew each other back out. We sitting there talking about, oh, yeah, well, guess what? Like, what are we? No, what the fuck you mean, what are we? I'm me, you, and we doing each other. That's what the fuck we doing. And then, you know, somebody would be like, you know, this happened to me before also. Like, I had that conversation of, what are we? And I told him, like, you're you, you're me. And then she was like, so if I was going on a date with another guy, I was like, first and foremost, let me cut you off there. If you're going on a date with another guy, you ain't supposed to tell me that shit.
Yeah.
That's none of my fucking business.
Don't get too caught burning your bridges.
Yeah. But because, see, that at that point, when somebody's going and telling you, but I could be doing this, then why the fuck don't you do it and leave me alone then? Because I could be doing me. I could easily tell you, yo, yeah, you are number one, but there's definitely a 2 through 7 on the roster right now. There's a girl that won't answer back. There's a girl who leave her red receipts on and she don't respond for 3 or 4 days. There's a girl that I could call just to fuck. Like, us guys have just as many options as women do. The difference is, like, it's harder to sell dick than it is pussy. And I really wish a lot of women would understand. It's like, yo, like, you know, we have just as many options. The difference for us is we got to work for our shit. Men, like, we have to go and we have to lie. I'm not lying for no pussy. I can't do it. Either you with it or you not. Either you attracted to me or you not. But we have to have this one thing clear. Like, you know, if we want the sex and that's all it's going to be, it's going to be the title of the story, like, of the show. Like, can I borrow some of your privacy? Can we just do what the fuck we doing? If we're going to fuck, let's just fuck. And that's fine. I don't want to be your man if you don't want a man. If you want a relationship and I like you like that, then we can talk about that. But you need to let me know day one, not day 50, not day 170, not day 1080. I need to know right now, because the last thing I want to do is give good dick to somebody who told me that they didn't want anything serious, knowing for a fact they wanted a relationship. Because
people are naturally selfish, and then they start to serve the things that's going to stop them from things going further than it needs to, and that's what the problem is.
That is, I'm telling you, like, that is that's probably why us men lie. Like, yo, imagine, like, you ask a woman, like, up front, like, yo, what do you want? Like, are you looking for, like, a boyfriend? You looking for somebody just to, like, hang out or hook up with or something like that? And they're like, I don't want anything serious. No, I need you to clarify exactly what the fuck is nothing serious. Because a woman's idea, in my personal opinion, I'm only speaking as a man. When a woman says they're not looking for anything serious, I know they're looking for a relationship. And the reason why is it always happens that way. A woman who says she's just looking for sex will tell you, yo, like, you know what? There's an explanation to that. But whenever a woman says nothing serious, that's a relationship. It has to lead into that. Because women who, like, say, for example, there's a woman who just got out of a relationship, right? She just got out of a relationship. She really don't want anything serious. She's going to tell you straight up, yo, I just got out of a relationship. I'm not in the right space right now. We'll see where we're going from here. But for now, whatever we're doing is cool. Or she'll tell you straight up, yo, like, you know, I'm talking to some other guys. If she's saying she's talking to other guys, I'm like, cool. One of them, if she's not fucking them, she's celibate, whatever, you know, she wants to call it. Right now, I'm not the one to go and give her dick. And I'm completely fine with that. Do I want to give it to her? Absolutely. But she's going to have to want that as much as I want to give it to her. But I'm not going to go out here and just, like, go headhunting for her. I'll go fuck around and go and, like, hook up with other people until she's ready. But I'm not going to be out here just waiting on you. So that whole I don't want nothing serious shit, like, I know you want something. Oh, I ain't looking for nothing serious. I just got out of a relationship. Oh, okay, so you want to bounce into another relationship.
Mm-hmm. Women now, only in that they feel like have nothing to offer that they would like until they find out they do have something that they like, and then that shit changes.
Yeah. Oh, and that's, like, the hardest part about being, like, funny. Or like people be thinking, like, we be joking. Like, you and I, we've talked about this many times, where people are like, oh, y'all are funny. Like, you know, like, no, I'm serious as shit when I say that. Like, don't be telling me you don't want nothing serious. Fuck that. No, go home. Mm-mm. Your Uber has arrived. What the fuck you mean? Like, I ain't looking for nothing serious. Yo, as a man, that is probably, like, that is a red flag number one. If she tell you she ain't looking for nothing serious, she won't get married in 2 weeks. Oh, God. In my eyes, like, stay the fuck away from her. And the reason for that is because if she's not looking for something serious, then what the fuck is she looking for then? Because, like I said before, sex is serious. Relationships are serious. Tell me what the fuck you want. You want me to buy you a drink like T-Pain say? I'm with it. I can do that.
I would just like a drink. I'm thirsty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if she says she would like something else to go with her drink, then, hey, that's on you.
Yo, if a woman could be as transparent as they were on Twitter, like, yo, I just want some dick right now.
Ooh.
But in real life, psh, man, listen.
That's shady.
When I see that shit on social media, I know they be lying like shit. You see the women who want to be, like, you know, I don't want to call them hoes because that's disrespectful, but they want to be, like, sexually liberated on Twitter. Yeah. But then they be pillow princesses in real life and shit talking about, man, I could really suck a dick right now. I'm like, but you could, though. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, you're on Twitter talking about all the dick you could be sucking, and it's fucking 183 niggas just replying to your tweets. Do you want them? Probably not. But you be adding these niggas and responding to them. Like, you got to like one. There's 83 of them. There ain't one nigga that you... Come on. Don't lie to me. Like, out here talking about, oh, I wish I could suck a dick right now. You on Twitter telling the entire world that you could suck a dick right now. But then when you get in them fucking DMs, all of a sudden it's like, nah, I mean, I was just joking. Stop lying. Stop fucking lying. What was that that song? He was like, why the fuck you lying? Like, yeah, like stop that.
You know you lying.
Yeah. And oh, and I'm gonna say this shit too, because I saw this TikTok was it a week ago, and it was a girl and her man. I'm only gonna say this once because it's gonna be disrespectful, and I'm probably sure they follow us on social media somehow. Ladies, if you have a man and that is the man you're trying to keep because of whatever, I need y'all to stop flaunting y'all niggas like on social media. So apparently, homeboy goes and he's on TikTok, and I guess like he had like a towel on or something like that, or whatever he had on, and she ripped the towel off, and like you could see his dick print and shit like that, and and his girlfriend is like smiling and shit like that, and people were tweeting her like, yo, like you really don't want your man, and I was like, yo, like shit like that you don't do. That's like a guy like me, for example. Okay. Married ass Greg, I go out and I'm, you know, me, the wife and I, we on TikTok showing off and shit like that, and all of a sudden I show her bare naked ass. I'm expecting somebody to try to go and shoot their shot, and then I got to go shoot them as a result. Stop doing that shit.
Okay.
You leave.
So to combat this with Greg, there is also a woman who is with her man, supposedly, who wants him on social media without no head or hands.
Mm-hmm.
She cropped out his head and his hands, but you can see his Amazon purchase abs. He could see his thick thighs that are rubbing together that would not produce those abs that he bought off of Amazon. But there's no face.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I had to say, because I don't know who she is, sis, wherever you are, nobody wants your man. Mm-hmm. Even if you posted his face, nobody wants your man but you. So enjoy your vacation. Enjoy y'all pictures. And if you're going to post that you're with somebody on vacation and hide his face, make your shit private. Or don't post him at all. I think that's the dumbest stuff.
Yo, I agree. Everything you said makes sense to me. I've always hated that whole let me crop the person out, or if they're in the car, like I'm a show like their pants and their like their jeans or their pants and like their shirt and shit like that, but I ain't gonna show their face. But just what's that quote that like idiots be saying when they get a new boyfriend and shit? Like, don't worry about that. That's mine. I'm like, nobody was worried.
Your business and keep it your business.
Yeah. Oh, if you want to know who that is, that's me. Oh, is it? You got a twin? Okay. All right. I see you, sweetheart.
What?
Yo, it's like when people get like a new job and they just so happy about the shit, and then like 30 days later they realize like, yo, like actually, you know what, I really don't like this fucking job, and you don't hear about them talking about it no more. That's how a lot of that shit be working with these relationships. When they get into a new relationship, oh buddy, they can't wait to tell the entire world, hey, I'm dating y'all favorite nigga off Twitter. I'm like, okay, that's cool. But then like when the allure of that shit goes, and next thing you know, it's like, oh, well, y'all stop posting y'all little subtweets to each other and shit, talking about, can't wait for him to come over so I can suck that meat. Uh-huh. Yeah. That shit stop when you realize,
I've been on the Issa method. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can scroll through all of my Instagrams. Scroll hard. Scroll until your motherfucking thumbs fall off. You will not see a post of any man pieces I've been with or who have been within me, because even in relationships I feel like that shit is pointless. Who the fuck be taking pictures for?
Yeah,
like if we ain't married, who we taking pictures for?
But that's just how it should be. Like, you know, when I say how it should be, it's like, yo, like if you're gonna expect privacy on like a public platform, just don't post the shit. It's really that easy. But people be going and be like, yo, like, I got to let the people know, but I got to tease them. We don't need to be teased, because you know what happens when you tease people about shit? They go searching for shit. And when they go searching for shit, they find shit. And when they find shit, you... Yeah. Like, why are you doing this to yourself? You're intentionally...
Of the person that you had no idea about. Here comes the information about how the person that you thought was single has 5 kids and 2 baby moms.
Man, listen. That should be hurting so much because you don't want to be the person to laugh and be like, aha. But at the same time, it's like, yo, like you were putting yourself out there talking about, yeah, this is my nigga, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yo, but I know who that person is because, like, I know them tattoos. Everybody know them motherfucking tattoos. Listen. Everybody know the tattoos. Everybody know the beard. Like we all know. That's the light skinned nigga with the beard. We know exactly who he is. Oh, he was talking to her like last month, and he was talking to the girl like that before him. Like what's going on now? You talking to him? Talking about don't worry about that. That's mine. Is it though? Is it? Because here's the thing: if that's yours and you got to tell people, like don't worry about it. Trust me, ain't worried. But now that you out here telling people about it, guess what? They gonna talk about it. And when they talk about it, you gonna be mad as shit. Oh. He had 15 other women's DMs. Yes, he is, baby. What did he do?
When you find out your solo peen is actually for the community.
Man, listen. For everybody. For everybody. And here's the thing. Niggas who have... Okay, I'm going to shut up because I was going to say something. Actually, I'll say it. Fuck it. Men who get women don't have to go and parade them around. That's number one. Women who get men, not only do they not have to parade them around, the men be doing the most discreet shit. They're like, hey, you keep me a secret, I keep you a secret. And the reason why is, you know for a fact as a woman, like, oh, he gets bitches, but he be fucking with me. I don't give a fuck who he talks to in these DMs. As he's DMing y'all, guess where he at right now? He could be sneaking at 1:30 in the morning talking about, hey, you know, what's going on, ma, blah, 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 blah. But guess what? He knee deep in you. You should be content with that. And somebody be like, nah, Greg, he better not be talking to somebody else. How do you think he met you?
But that's my thing. Like, you don't control who people talk to. And even though you find out that they were talking to somebody and y'all have a discussion, who the fuck are you to think that that's the end of it?
Facts.
That's the end of people it.
People better understand that, man. Like, I get it. Like, a lot of people just don't have self-control and shit like that, but at some point, like, you can't control somebody else's urges. And if you ain't meeting them urges, fuck you. They're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
They're going to go on X videos. They're going to go and get them some sex toys and shit like that. And mainly that's because you out here, like, you scared they're going to cheat on you. You scared they're going to do something dirty or not. No, they go, mm-mm. Because they already done it. What? We got a voicemail. I'm going to go ahead and hit this button.
What's up? What's up? How y'all doing?
What's up?
I'm gonna take a grand y'all talking about this stereo bullshit. You know, first thing about it, the picture taking. I mean, I don't give a fuck. You know, we can take a picture. It's just a fucking picture. Whatever we doing, we doing. And as far as, you know, somebody, you mentioned, here comes the information, these people, you find out they got 5 kids and they told you they didn't have any, goddamn wife and they told you they were single. Yeah, that's just a motherfucker's lying. But on the real issues, you should know whatever you need to know up front whenever you get to the point that you need to disclose. So many motherfuckers just want some fucking attention. So the picture taken and posting like they do on Facebook, the motherfuckers want some attention.
That's exactly what he said. That's right. Like, and the thing is, if you want some attention, cool, but go get the attention from the person that you're with, though. Even if you ain't with him, like, if you know for a fact that you fucking with him, go get their attention. Don't be going and trying to validate your relationship for fucking social media. We don't give a fuck. We really don't. Just go ahead and, like, talk to that person. Go and be with that person. Like, if you fucking them, great. And that's why a lot of, like, good, I don't want to say good relationships, but a lot of people who understand, like, in order to be happy, you don't need the validation of people who honestly ain't gonna never meet you. You ain't gonna never meet them. And 9 out of 10, they don't give a fuck. But the moment you put that shit on there, either they care about it or they still don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to, like, I don't want to say keep your relationship off social media. Because as a married guy, like, I post, you know, the wife and the baby and stuff like that. But it's a little bit different. I'm talking about people who are, like, single-ish or, like, you know, new into relationships, fucking around and stuff like that. Like, y'all, like, your personal shit, just leave that where it is. Like, leave that shit personal in the DMs and the message and stuff like that. But when you out here parading it like you know, you the bachelor or the bachelorette, and it's like, yo, like, I got them all. No, you don't. No, you don't. Yeah, that shit is scary. But, you know, bring it back home, because we got to get back to the topic of borrowing some of your privates. Shan, what is a way that a man can approach you by just asking, like, yo, like, can I borrow some of your privates?
If a woman is minding hers and enjoying her night, and she is with friends or having a drink, get her to a point where it's just you and her. After you compliment, after you feel it out to see if she even likes you at all. And then ask her, is it okay if we get out of here together and go spend some time together to get to know each other privately together? Like, that is verbatim clear. They. Now, if you with a young thing that don't know no better, she gonna play dumb. What do you mean? We're here already. That's a cue for this is a woman for you. Now, if that grown woman who knows what you're talking about, she's like, yeah, I was waiting for you to ask or to say something. Yes, I'm ready. You are green light. You are good to go.
Like Alicia said, if you ask me, I'm ready.
Listen, and that's how you do it. But again, every man is not going to have that confidence. Again, every man is going to fumble the bag. And there's more women out here looking to engage with a male. And because he doesn't know how to play it correctly, to go ahead and corner pocket where he's trying to end up, he fails, and she wished that he would have came different, or he would have approached her a different way so she could say yes. Like, women are dying to say yes to things like that, but it's just like these males out here, they so stuck on IG and DMs and texting the right things that then when it's face to face, they don't know what to say.
Again, like you said this a couple like weeks ago about people having like interpersonal skills, where it's like they can talk really well when it comes to like the socials and through their phone, but when it doesn't translate in real life, when they actually have to meet these people. And I was like, you know, I thought about it because I was talking today at the birthday. I was like, you know, like, oh, does it hurt when people just like they aren't able to like articulate or have conversations in real life? And I think Darren was like, yo, like, is that why we don't go out anymore? I was like, I think that's why a lot of people don't go out anymore, because like they actually have people skills, but they can't like exercise them because they're around like these new people who the only way they can interact is over the phone. Like, I know for a fact when you go out, if you were attracted to a man, for example, you'll let him know, yo, I'm attracted to you. And it wouldn't be in those words, but you would have some type of context behind it where you'll let him know, he'll know, and he can just take it from there. But there are a lot of people who just honestly, they would be kind of like shocked at seeing a woman or man, you know, in the same respect, be like, yo, like, wait, like, you actually want me and you're telling me that? Like, there's no beating around the bush with you? Like, this is what you want. Like, right now, you're telling me this. Like, people aren't used to that anymore. And it's scary because, like, yo, what happened to just telling people, yo, I actually like you and I want you? Like, it's okay to do that, but I don't know where they should change.
They really scared of someone saying, but I don't want you, and looking stupid. But my thing is, like, you meet the best people when you allow yourself to be in a position to possibly look stupid. And some people say, you know what, I'm not about to do you like that. I didn't mean to X, Y, and Z, and then they'll come with a more relatable, realistic approach to what you're trying to do. And you got to be able to pick your own self up out of that shit. But to not say it, imagine all the pussy on the plate that you're leaving.
That shit is sad. We got to open the floor for people. There are 7 people in the room. I'm going to shout them out because they need to start speaking. We got I Am Carly. We got Shamar. We have Flamecaster, a.k.a. Cal. We have Nay Nay Nay. We got Ali 8100. We got D Karma 69 D Sutra. We have Privacy King. We have a couple other people who, you know, have been in and out. So shout out to y'all, you know, for all of you listening live on stereo. You are listening to the Loudmouth Stereo Podcast with Shannon and myself. Both podcasts, She Gets It Podcast, as well as Young Black and Bothered Podcast. We are here on all of your DSPs. But, you know, this is the part of the show where Shan usually, she does a call to action. So she's going to pose a question to you guys, and hopefully you guys answer it. I just wanted to, like, highlight that because this is the point in the show where we are reaching the 2-hour mark. And we want to give y'all the floor. It is a platform for y'all. So, Shan, do you have any questions you want to pose to them?
Okay, so just think about this, even if y'all don't answer. If you were someone who was trying to pursue you, what would you want them to say if they just wanted to figure out who you were sexually without being disrespectful? And I think the more that we think about that, instead of being like, what do you mean you just want to deal with me in a sexual way? What do you mean you don't like my personality or want to get to know who I am? What do you mean this? It's just not realistic to think that everyone that comes across you wants you in a fulfillment way 100%. So if you were at a point where you were not interested in a relationship, but you would like a different type of spice with a different individual, what is an okay thing that you would allow to come out another person's mouth to get to that ending result? I'm just asking.
You made the question harder than Chinese arithmetic for these guys tonight. I like it.
Like, I broke it down. I just take the method, do unto others as you would like them to do. You. So see? if you didn't want anybody to waste your time, you just wanted to get to it and go to hell home because you got other shit to do in the morning with no attachments, or why didn't you call me back, or why didn't you ain't call me for a date? If you want to scratch that with someone who's on your level, what would you want them to say?
Mm-hmm. Now look at that. Look at the call to action. Shout out to y'all for leaving these voicemails. Let's go ahead and hit that button one time. Who we got? We got D Karma. Let me see.
And then in the communication, you're talking about the DMs now. Motherfuckers gonna talk to every fucking body. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Too many people act like communication is a motherfucking relationship.
Right.
I don't care what you're talking about in the communication. How are you gonna be upset when you ain't never broke bread with these folks? You ain't never laid talk with these folks. You ain't never went through shit with these folks. But you're upset that they're talking to somebody. That's a narcissistic ass issue where somebody's communicating with you and don't want you to communicate with nobody else. If you say hi to somebody or have a conversation with somebody, then they damn feelings about it. You know, men and women. I think it's just bullshit. It's kid shit, for real. Yep. I hope y'all having a good night.
We are. Thank you.
I want to get to know the mind. And as far as them being attracted, I want her to say whatever it is that she wants to say, because once the connection is made, we should be able to say whatever it is. And yeah. Identifying that nothing, no relationships are add water and stir. You have to have time to develop. Now, if they just want a one night stand, or so, as some women say, see what it's like, say that. But so many people use sex as a relationship, and that's where they don't, that's where they fail in their navigation. Just say what it is that you want. And if I'm not going, I'm not going. But you must be up front with me, because
Yeah, I agree. I think you had another one.
I will let her know in a heartbeat that I want you to come. I want you to be pleased. I want you to be satisfied. I want you to want more. And that has a lot to do with the mental connection and the moving around her body. I need to move around her mind. And that's the problem that a lot of women have. They don't get it that we're in a process, and they want a relationship right then and all the things that come with it, and it don't work like that. You got to build something. So I need the mental connection, but I need her to be up front. You want to get strapped up? Say you want to get strapped up. If you don't, say you don't. You just want to be cool? Say that too.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, you know, shout out to D Karma. I want to hear from a lady to counter that. Shan, I feel like, and you know, you and I can talk until we blue in the face, but I want to hear from Carly. I want to hear from Nay. You know, the two ladies who I can like readily identify on this app right now, I want to hear from them. I feel like they have something they want to say. They just haven't said it quite yet. Fellas, if you feel like, you know, you agree with my guy D Karma, like, feel free to leave a voicemail as well. We got Flamecast. I've seen him in a couple of our chats as well. We got Ali 8100 again. I feel like Ali, he wants to say something. Being real shy right now is cool. Then we got Project Perry, a.k.a. Chucky 187. Shout out to him. I want to hear from these folks before we get up out of here. You know, the floor is y'all's. You know, this is the open panel. This is the part of the show where y'all can kind of express your thoughts on not only the topic, but, you know, even what D. Karma said. Like, do you agree? Do you disagree? Like, how do y'all feel about it? So I guess I'll start. Like, I not only agree with what he's saying, like, it would just be better to, like, have a mental connection, but at the same time, like, know upfront what that person wants and their expectations at the beginning. Like, if you already know you can't, like, help them with that, if you can't, you know, like, if that person's saying, yo, like, I want more than the physical connection, I want more than the sexual experience with you, and it's like, yo, like, I can appreciate you saying that, and it gives me, like, the privilege to say, you know what, I want the same thing. I want that from you as well. But it actually, like, the fact that you were able to articulate it and say it feels better. But if you're just like, I don't know what I want right now, or, you know what, like, I want you, I like you, I just don't know what I want relationship-wise. That's just me in my head. I'm hearing the word relationship. So I'm just identifying the fact that you want a relationship. You just don't know how to pose it to me. Like, I want a relationship. Just say that shit. Just say, hey, I want a relationship. I just don't know what I want within that relationship, like, right now. Because me, I'm like him. I want to get that mental connection. I want all that shit. But I just don't want it all at once. I don't want to, you know, have my battery charged at 100%, like, at the end of the day. I just want, like, I need that shit in increments. I can't just take on a relationship with somebody who, honestly, I've never, like, met their parents. I don't know their last name. I don't know, like, their personal history. And a lot of people try to, like, push upon, like, you know, not, I won't say an agenda, but push on, like, a relationship on somebody who they don't even have, like, their backstory. I don't read a, you know, a book from, like, the end to the beginning. I have to get the beginning in order to understand you. So hopefully, like, other people are like decarming myself, where it's like, yo, like, I want more, but, like, not all out the gate. Like, I don't want to, you know how, like, kids have, like, that back to school list. It's like, yo, like, every, like, why the fuck is this so long? Like, why don't half the shit that's on that list, I don't need. And you know, we don't need it. It's just what you want. You can't have everything you want. And relationships are the same way. If you could tell somebody to, like, write down 20 fucking things they need out of a relationship, honestly, it shouldn't even hit past 5. Like, because at that point, it's like, yo, like, you don't even know this person to expect 20 fucking things. Just like, narrow it down to the 5 things you know for a fact you can't live without. If you know for a fact you need somebody who's family oriented, if you need somebody you know that actually can fuck, if you know somebody, you know, like, one of your requirements is that person has to be family oriented, they have to be loyal. Like, these are things that, like, they stick, but they can also be bracketed out to other fucking things. But a lot of people, like, they just don't know. And if they do know, they know a little bit too much, and they're being nitpicky. But there are a lot of people who, like, their expectations, like, we talk about, like, almost every week, it's like, yo, like, their list is like 20 things deep. Oh, the person got to be this height, this weight. They can't wear, they got to wear polo. They can't wear fucking USPA. They can't do, I'm like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, It's all the shit that don't matter that you care about, but you're caring about all the wrong things. Like, that person could be a good person, and they're so, like, they're so good with themselves, and they're in tune with themselves that even if they don't fit your, like, your list of things that are, like, required right now, they don't mind changing for you because they care about you enough to do that. A lot of people are like, no, I need you to come to the plate with all that shit right now. It's like, yo, like, if I hand you a full plate, are you going to eat this shit in front of me, or are you going to take some home? And a lot of people want to take that shit home. But you know what happens when you take a whole bunch of leftovers home? 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to eat all that shit. You're going to be sitting there like, it looked good when I had it, but, you know, my eyes are bigger than my stomach. I don't really need all that. And relationships are the same way. Like, yo, like, I really wanted all that. But you know what? That person makes me happy. I don't need all that shit. It don't even matter. Why? So, you know, I want to hear from some of the listeners. I want to, like, hear, like, you know, y'all thing. Like, you know, give me something. So hopefully I think we're going from D. Karma again. We're going to keep playing them. So hopefully y'all getting y'all thoughts together, because I'm going to call y'all ass out again right before we do it. We got Carly. We got Flame Master, Nene. We got D. Karma, Project Perry. We got Guy Hanna, a.k.a. Stand Up Guy. Ollie Brown. We have Timmy P, a.k.a. Crypto Timmy. Yeah, I know Dogecoin and fucking... We'll talk about that in another show. But either way, let's get to this voicemail from D. Karma.
You know, you just said something. I know you say you want to hear everybody else speak, which I'm going to shut up after this. Their response is, well, I don't know what I want in a relationship right now. I don't know what I want. I picked up in my early 20s, that was just some part of the game. Either they weren't feeling you that way, or they want to keep their options open.
Yeah.
And normally that conversation comes a little while after the dating process has begun. That's not a conversation or a response that you would get in an immediate conversation unless you just met them and you're asking them, so what are you looking for? Immediately. And that's their response. I mean, that's not a deal breaker. Just understand where you are.
Yeah. Fully agree there. Fully agree.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Again, like, you know, transparency is key, though. Like asking the right questions matters, but at the same time, like, you want to know things. You want to know things. You just want to, like you said, ask the right questions. Some people, like me, I don't ask questions anymore. The reason why, I just rather just float. Like, you know, like,
you're
if
there.
I were ever to be single again. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's easy for me to say that as a married man. But the thing is, married or not, I see what the world is. Like, I see how the dating world is. And, you know, being able to sit back. And a lot of people don't sit back and just observe. They just see the dating world for what it is. And they're trying to compete with it. I'm like, sometimes you don't have to compete. Just sit back. When you hear men talking about, like, oh, like, say, as me, as a guy, as a man, I hear men at a bar, and they're like, yo, like, you know, this woman don't do this, and this woman don't do that. I'm like, yo, like, but y'all all going and competing for the same fucking women on the same fucking platforms. How about meeting the woman that's literally sitting at the fucking bar instead of being at the fucking app right now? Like, you're at the bar, you're at the restaurant, you're around women who honestly want to talk to someone to get themselves off the phone, like you. How about going up to them and approaching them? Somebody would say, well, what if they don't want to be approached? What if they did? Like, you don't know. It's just better to just not know and go into it blindly, hoping that, you know what, like, you could actually change somebody's, you know, perspective on things. And you had touched on it earlier, saying where a lot of people just don't have people skills anymore. It's like, yo, like, they're just in their phones. It's like, the reason why they can't interact in person is because, like, their interaction is with people that they'll never talk to outside of their phones. So a lot of people's dating lives and, like, relationships and stuff like that would go better if they didn't have so many options of people to talk to. Imagine if you have fucking 200-300 followers, and you know for a fact you can just engage with them whenever the fuck you want to and get instant gratification versus going and actually meeting somebody and getting to know that person. Like, you know what? Like, you actually seem like a normal fucking person, only to find out, guess what? They're on social media too. And then they follow you. But it's like, yo, like, I actually, like, there's like a name behind the face. So, and that's how relationships would work. Like, imagine, like, instead of going on Tinder, you're just like, you know what? I'm on Tinder. This shit isn't working right. Just sit back for a little bit. Like, you know what? All the people I keep, like, matching with, or all the people that I'm seeing on these profiles, all the shit's the same. You know, they got their beach photos. They got their, you know, their bios are all starting to say the same shit. What makes you stand out, though? What makes you stand out is because you waited. You're like, you know what? I ain't going to play this game right now. I can see it. Yeah, I can open the app. But you know what? I'm not going to keep swiping every fucking time. I'm not going to try to keep getting matches and stuff like that. I'm going to just look. I'm like, you know what? That ain't it. And then when you're ready and you can present yourself like, you know what? This is what the fuck I want. I sat down and said, you know what? I want a woman who just, you know, is this. Then when you go into the app, it's like going for a job application. You're like, boom. Like, you know what? I really don't want to fucking work as a fucking administrative assistant. I want to be a fucking president of a company. You're not going to fucking apply for Walmart, right? You're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to go for a fucking job to say president. That's what you're going to do. So if you're going for a relationship, you know for a fact things you will and won't do. So why not apply that to a relationship? And that's why when we talk about like borrowing some of your privacy, if you know for a fact, you know, I have to tie it back. Like when it comes to borrowing your privacy, if you know for a fact all you want to do is fuck somebody at that point, let their ass know. Let them know. Yeah. Like, yo, like, you know what? Can we just have this connection right here? This seems to work for us. Like, you know, even if you're already doing it with that person, if they're trying to evolve, like, you know what? Like, let's have this talk. Like, you sit there, I sit there, you know, we talk and we're just understanding like, yo, this works for us. Are you happy? Cool. I'm happy with this. If you're no longer happy with this, we need to cut this shit off completely. Unless we want to move forward. If you have that grown-up conversation, then you can go wherever the fuck you want. But a lot of people don't want to have those conversations. With that being said, we are having this conversation on Loudmouth Stereo. We got two voicemails from D. Karma, so I'm going to just keep playing.
Well, see, I'm the same way, and I'm not married. Prodding somebody for information means you may or may not get a structured comment. I think conversations flow, and depending on how the conversation flow, that's where the information comes out, and that's when the genuineness of it really comes. And it's not something that's been from a rehearsal bay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Certain things I'm going to tell a person up front, depending on where I see the connection going. At whatever point that I see things are changing is when I'm giving more information. But I agree with you. I'm 53. I agree with you. I'm not asking questions, not prying questions. Shit, if you don't tell me what I need to know, then there's an issue of trust, and I gotta have trust.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know what? Like, fucking 95% of the people who want relationships, that's in their top three things that they want for somebody. Either they had their heart broken because they were cheated on, and they're like, you know what? I just want somebody I can trust. Or they have never dated somebody. Like, you know what? Like, I can't trust you with my heart if, like, you can't, you know, if I can't trust you not to break it. So like, okay, like, you know for a fact these are the things that you want in your world. Like, that should just be there. And if you can't have that trust with somebody, then what the fuck? Like, no, just go away. Like, get the fuck out of here. But a lot of people, they hold on to this thing of like, you know what? Like, maybe I can change it. Maybe I can make things different. Some people ain't going to change for you because, like, their happiness is, like, more important than yours.
Some people don't want to change for you because you're just not at that level of importance enough for them.
Exactly. And, I mean, we could fucking end the show on that right there. Some people just don't want to change.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you don't want to change, but, you know, if that person doesn't want to change. But the thing is, for you, if they are telling you what they don't want to do, it's on you to be like, you know what, if you don't want to do something, depending on how important it is to you, you can be like, you know what? We can work around those parameters or you have to fucking go. But it's up to you. But there are a lot of people I know right now that they're sticking with some shit that honestly hasn't worked and they keep trying to make the shit work. And it's like, yo, like that person I told you. No, I'm not changing what I am for you. So either you need to get with the program or you need to go and switch the page. And a lot of people are like, you know what? I'll stick with the program for a while. And then you know what? Maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll be different. No. If he told you that he wants to borrow some of your privates and he's been telling you this shit for fucking 6-9 months, guess what? He want to borrow your privates. He just want to hit.
Yeah.
It is okay to just get hit. Now, for you, you're like, you know what? I'm tired of, like, I want something more out of this relationship. If you go and approach him and tell him, like, yo, like, I just want to be more than privates. I want to be more than just this physical shit. If you've presented that to him and he says, you know what? But this works for me and this is what I want. At that point, you should already know. You'd be like, you know what? Nah, it's good. It's good. But again, some people, it's okay. It's okay to just borrow somebody's privates. And it's completely fine, in my personal opinion, to just bring that up and let it be what it is. I think a lot of adults like, you know, you and I, and even like D. Carmen, he's like, he's of age, so he knows, he's been there. Like, it's okay to just say, you know what, this physical thing, I'm good at it, you good at it, let's just be great at it together and be fine. But it seems like people who, like, even our age, like, they haven't grown to the, like, to the idea of just being okay with what works. And if it works, it's like, you don't have to break it. You just intentionally, you're asking for more than what that person might be capable of giving you. Now, are they giving something to somebody else? Possibly. But the thing is, that ain't none of your business. They're giving you what you wanted from the beginning. So until you renegotiate that contract, that's exactly what the fuck they're obligated to give you. So if they said, can I borrow some of your privates? And they didn't say anything else to add to that sentence. Guess what the fuck they want? Guess what you should expect? Then that's just that. But again, we got voicemails.
Now I'm going to shut up. I think if people take their mask off and not be so afraid of people either being able to or not being able to deal with real life.
Exactly.
And are just opening up front, it goes a whole lot smoother. Mm-hmm. Too many people are hiding behind their screens and saying things just to get, as you said, a response or some gratification or some attention. And that's the problem. They're hiding. Come out from behind that mask. Let a motherfucker know who you are. Let a person show you who they are. And you'll see how much of a friend, if anything else, you really have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Facts.
He's on to something.
Yes, he is. If anybody agrees, disagree, or have a comment, like, let it be known now. We've hit that 2-hour mark, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, again, Carly, we got Flamecaster, we got DeKarma. He's leaving these voice notes. Shout out to him. We got Guy Hannah, a.k.a. Stand Up Guy. We got Ollie Brown, a.k.a. Sergeant Dank. We got Crypto Timmy. We got Triune 3, Balance. We got Alisa Ray. I've seen her in here a couple times. We got Queen Black Stereo. I've seen her, a couple of her chats before, so shout out to her. And then we also have Sarah with, what is that, 6 H's? Shout out to you. You're doing amazing. So, again, we got this voicemail. So, honestly, if we don't get any other voicemails, we're going to have to wrap it up because we got places to be and people to sleep with, including, yeah, anyway, I'm going to just play the voicemail.
Ooh. Okay, you keep pulling shit out of me. trust issue. That's not so much about somebody broke my heart or anything like that. It's about my real life. Can I trust you with my peace? Can I trust you with my essence? Can I trust you with my thoughts? You know, because at a certain point you identify that, well, you have to. I've had to deal with logic more than emotion. People are going to do what they're going to do. What they do to violate your trust isn't really violating your trust. It's them doing them. So my issue of trust is, can I call you when I catch a flat and you're going to come, or you're going to answer, or am I going to get a voicemail? When you call me, I come. That's my issue of trust. Basically. Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Reciprocations.
Yeah, exactly. See, and that is why I like having these shows on Stereo, Shannon. We get just as much good game as we give. So, you know what? Now I'm about to go ask the wife, can I borrow some of them privates? With you that better being said, I'm leaving the floor to you. We're going to wrap it up here. Because, you know, nobody else, everybody's scared tonight. It's okay. No big deal. Everybody's scared. We love y'all anyway. Y'all better be back on Wednesday, though. I know that.
Yeah, it was a good show. Thank y'all for coming through for La Mile Stereo. Again, that's Greg from Young Black and Bothered Podcast. My name is Shan from She Gets It Podcast. You can find us on your podcast platforms. This is Loud Mouth Stereo. At the top, you see LMS. That's Loud Mouth Stereo. Okay, so if you go on your podcast platforms and you see Loud Mouth Stereo Pod, okay, it'll pop up. You'll see Greg. You'll see me. And it'll be our episodes that we do on here with y'all. Y'all will be on the recording. So if you talk tonight, we appreciate you. You are part of the show. And If you're interested in keeping up with us, we're here every Wednesday and Saturday at 9:30. And we might do extra shows sometimes, but don't get spoiled by it because, you know, that's a sometimes thing. If you're interested in Loud Mouth Stereo merch, you can go on Loud Mouth Shop, and that's mouth, the incorrect spelling. And it's usually in our show notes, but if you're lost, just hit us up and we should be able to send you the link. You can hit me up on my IG or Twitter, She Gets a Pod. And I usually post or promote the show before we have to do it. This week has been a hot mess, like literally AC out, not in my house. My house is like 92 degrees. So, you know, I really couldn't push promotion this week because I was all over the place. But next week should be a bit better. So hopefully we see y'all back on Wednesday at 9:30. We appreciate it. Don't forget that it's okay to ask for what it is that you want. You don't owe nobody shit. If they say no, hey, guess what? You ain't waste your time. If they say yes, go ahead and enjoy your piece of the privates. If it's good and you want to encore, make sure they're okay with giving you more. Period.
Facts. Facts. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to another show from Loud Mouth Stereo. Again, come back Wednesday. So, until then, we'll see you later.
Peace.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.